So hi guys, it's been a while since I think I did an episode a few days ago, but I can't remember. And we just talked about kind of life stuff, I guess. I recorded an episode the other day, but I deleted it because I was like, you know, I don't want to like, I decided not to put that one out there. I make a lot of episodes, but I don't always put them out there because sometimes I'm like, oh no, let me not put that. Sometimes I'm like, oh no, let me not put the episode out there because I feel like I really want to do something different sometimes, or maybe I feel like I shouldn't put it out there. So I don't. Let me take my jacket off. I just went outside and for a second, and it's nasty and rainy. So I got my jacket on. All right, let me get comfortable. But what I want to talk about today, something that's just like, I just kind of popped in my head, but I was like, I talk about my mental illness all the time with you guys. I talk about all these things going on right now. But sometimes I want to kind of still stay on topic, but still get off topic, because I feel like it's important for us to not always focus so much on the mental health or mental illness part of me, and really just focus on like who we are outside of our mental illnesses. I just believe that's super, super important. So for me, it's like today I want to talk about new relationships slash love. And the reason I want to talk about this is because I feel like even with mental health issues or mental illness, we still want to be loved. We still want to date people. We still want to feel like, even though we have this illness, that we still can be human enough to find love or have love find us or whatever. So the reason I want to bring this up is, again, I feel like, you know, after my last relationship, you know, you feel like sometimes people will say, oh, you're moving too fast, you're doing this too fast, or you should have waited on this, or don't do that because of this, that, and third. But I feel like, you know, some relationships, whether you want to believe it or not, they're over before you say the word it's over. It's like you're with somebody, but you know you're not happy, but you're hanging in there for the kids, or you're hanging in there because you don't want to be alone, or you're hanging there just because you're not ready to let that person go. Okay, so with my ex, even though we broke up, I say 2 or 3 months ago, it was really like a 2-year relationship. But towards the end of that relationship, in my mind, it was already over. We didn't say the words "it's over" at that point in time, but he wasn't happy. I wasn't happy, but we were just like staying together. I think I stayed with him because a part of me just wanted it to work. A part of me was like, oh no, we're going to get married, we're going to do this. I kept holding on to that hope, knowing that everybody around me was like, he's not the one, and this, that, and third. Knowing that I knew in the back of my mind, he wasn't the love of my life. I loved him and cared about him, but he wasn't the love of my life. And he wasn't somebody that, you know, I could see myself, you know, being with for a long time. So, you know, that was important to me, you know, because I told you guys, I want a marriage. I want another kid, maybe. I don't know. But those are big things that I wanted. So, how do I say this? So, when people say you're moving too fast, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I know I've told you guys stories in some of these podcasts about how I may have met a guy here or met a guy there after the breakup. But it wasn't that deep or that serious. So, I don't feel like it needed to even really be talked about. But I still talked about it with you guys because I'm not, I told you guys, I'm always going to keep it 100 with you. I'm always going to be raw and honest. I'm not going to do no lying or sugarcoat. I'm just going to tell you what it is and the truth. So, for me, it was like, you know, let me say this. You know, I feel like at the age I am now, I'm 30. So, I feel like my love life is my love life. If I choose to date somebody or do this, it doesn't mean that I'm moving on too fast. It doesn't mean that I'm rushing into something. It just means simply that, how do I say this? It means simply that I'm an adult. I can kind of make my own decisions. It means that, I don't know, I've never been the type of girl to, I'm not the girl that likes to talk to a bunch of guys. I'm not the girl that goes on 1,000 dates throughout the week to find her true love. I'm like a relationship type girl. I've always been that way. I'm all about the relationship type girl, not the girl that just dates around and does all these different things. Like, that's never been who I am, you know. And I always feel like, you know, just because we go out here and we date and we have fun doesn't really make us bad people. I don't feel like it does, because I feel like you still have to live your life accordingly. You still have to do the things that make you happy. So I don't feel like it's a bad thing to, like, you know. So, sorry guys, I was reading a text. I got a little quiet. So, like I was saying, but it's like, you know, it doesn't mean, like I said, I'm moving on too fast. But, you know, at some point, you know, life happens. And I don't know. Like, I live in the moment. To me, it's like ever since that my last relationship, I just live in the moment. I don't know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, the next day, whatever. I just live in the moment. I don't know what's going to happen between, like, I do have someone that I like a whole lot right now, but my mom is like, oh my God, you're moving too fast. I don't want you to get hurt. And I'm like, Mom, like, I said, we're good friends. We're getting to know each other. I do like him. He likes me, but I don't feel like I'm moving too fast, because I feel like, one, like I said again, that relationship is over. It was already over before we said the words. Two, it's not like I'm walking down the aisle or saying I love you or something. Three, I'm just having fun and enjoying myself right now. And I don't know. I feel like that I shouldn't even have to explain that, I feel like, to a certain extent. But I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I don't really dwell on that either. So, guys, I don't know. But, you know, I live every day kind of scared, because I never know, like, what's going to happen one day to the next. I never know, like, if one day he'll just say I'm done and he's out. I don't know. This is one of the things that you just don't know. Why are you in here, Snake? I'm trying to do this podcast. All right, guys. So I had to cut some of that episode off. So this podcast episode might be, like, split up in sections. But like I was saying, you know, I live every day kind of like in fear, because I don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next day. I'm always just, like, overthinking everything, because I don't know. I have trouble, like, opening up this time around. I notice I have trouble, like, really just, I don't know how to explain it. But, you know, when you've been hurt so much and you've just been through so much to the point where you're just, like, you don't know what to believe, you don't know what to think, and I don't know. Like, just going through all those things, it changes you. It kind of changes who you are. It changes how you deal with things and how you react to things. And I don't know what's next. That's the scary part. Like, I don't know what's going to happen next between me and him. I don't know what's going to happen from today to tomorrow to next week. But I just kind of live in the moment with it. I don't really try to figure it out, because I don't have all the answers, you know. But I don't feel guilty either for allowing myself to like someone new, or allowing myself to kind of, in a sense, get back out there, but in a sense, just enjoy my life, you know. I feel like we get so, especially women, we get so beat down all the time by everything that we do. If you post a racy picture, we're slutty. If we move on too fast, we're a hoe. I mean, we're just all these different things being put onto us, labels by men, by women, by society. I just don't think those labels are okay, because just because we do these things doesn't make us any different. You know, we're human. We, you know, I just don't understand it. So for me, it's not so much about moving on too fast or falling in love again or whatever you want to say. It's more so just that I'm living my life. You know, you only have one life to live. And even with this pandemic, that should, like, teach all of us, like, we have to live our lives to the fullest. You know, we can't I don't know. How do you say it? We can't, like, live in a bubble forever. You know, you gotta, life is short. But I know it's scary, though. It's definitely scary to be having a new relationship. It's scary to talk about, think about love again. It's scary to think about dating somebody when you have a mental health issue because, you know, I don't know. Because it's something that you just don't know what to expect. But even going through all that, like, I've learned so much about who I am and, you know, I don't know. You know, I've been broken a lot in my life, but it doesn't change anything. You know, you learn to move on and try to heal the best you can. And in some ways, I feel like I'm still healing. I'm trying to figure it all out, you know. But it's all a journey. But I don't want anyone out there who has a mental illness, or even if you don't have one, just to feel guilty for, you know, putting yourself back out there. Don't feel guilty because for wanting love. Don't feel guilty for enjoying yourself or doing what you do. Yeah, I don't believe in dating all these people and dating around. That's just not who I am. But if you, that's something you like to do, then I think that's good for you, because you dating around to see who you want at the end of the day. But, you know, some people are like me, they just relationship type girls. We don't want to do all that. But I'm not judging, because everybody's different. The whole point is just to have a good time, enjoy yourself, you know, even if you don't have a man and you're single, you just want to go out with your girls. Like, it's really, it doesn't have, I think if we think too much into it, it just becomes this big thing that it's really not. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with just having a good time, you know? So, you know, but also, you know, I also believe that everybody has a soulmate. And I feel like your soulmate is out there, whether they're waiting down the street for you, waiting up the street. You know, I would say never give up on love. I've had so many people where I would say to them, hey, are you scared of love? And they'll look at me and say, no, I've been hurt. I've been through this, but I'm not scared. I'm ready for it. They'll say that they're ready for, like, whatever comes their way. So I think it just all comes down to just how people are. Like, not everybody's scared of love. Not everybody's freaking out when it comes to love. Some people, in fact, are, that's something they want. That's something they crave. That's something they, you know, excuse me, but I'm itching. My back was itching, but it's something that they want, you know? So I don't think that it is scary for me just a little bit, but I'm trying to let the walls down. I'm trying to say, you know, Sherelle, like, just have fun with it. Just live in the moment and see what happens. But the one thing I won't do is feel guilty about it. I'm not going to feel like, you know, I did something wrong or I'm doing something wrong by just liking somebody. I think that's crazy. You know, and I just feel like I said, I feel like every woman, even men, deserve, love. And that's the biggest thing for me. You know, especially during the quarantine, it's like, you know, some people make jokes like, oh, if you meet somebody during the quarantine, it's only going to last during the quarantine. Then when we can go back out again, they're going to forget about you. And this is how I feel about that. If you meet somebody during quarantine, okay, if you just, because not everybody meets during quarantine, but if you do meet somebody during the quarantine, and or if you just start tabbing up, be texting an old friend that you used to like and y'all stop talking, if it's not real, it's going to crumble after quarantine. But if it's real and it's genuine, it's going to last as long as you two want it to. So don't let people on the internet with their crazy thoughts about, oh, it's just I'm bored doing quarantine. After this quarantine, I'm out. Okay, well, then that's not the person for you, because the real person for you, whether it's quarantine or not, they're still going to be there when it's over with. I think that's petty and childish. I don't know why people say stupid stuff like that. But, you know, you just got to live in the moment, live for you, and live in your truth. And the reason I want to talk about this is I feel like I said, again, I always talk about the heaviest stuff when it comes to mental illness. But I feel like today I just want to talk about love and blah, blah, and all these things. And speaking off topic a little bit, but I miss doing my blog. Guys, I haven't blogged in almost, like, I don't know if it's been a year, but it's been months. So I got a new laptop and all that stuff today. So today I'm actually going to post a blog that I haven't done in a while. I'm going to put my laptop up, get on my blog, WordPress.com blog, and I'm going to start blogging again, because I feel like I've been away for so long. I want to talk to my followers again. So that's important to me. I need to moderate my comments and all that stuff. So I have stuff I'm trying to do. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm about to do that in a little bit, actually. So anyway, guys, peace and love. I will probably talk to you guys sooner than later. Have a great, what is this? Thursday. One more day till Friday. Bye.